This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, August 11th. Well, cattle markets were higher yesterday, finding nice solid support throughout the session, getting us back into the middle part of the recent trading range. So we are still bound by this well-defined range for both live cattle and feeder cattle. It is worth noting, however, that yesterday's rally came as bear spreads were working. Just the opposite of Wednesday, when the market was slightly higher, but in a bull spread type of action. So you want to see the bull spreads work on higher days. That just is kind of a normal function of the market if it's got solid underfooting. But yesterday was just one day, could be just a fluke, but it's worth noting that the bear spreads were working on an up day yesterday. It's not a slam dunk that we're running out of gas up here, but you know, the trading range again has been well defined and we have been stuck in it for a couple months now. So I just a word of caution about getting too bullish just yet in the cattle space. In the cash trade, seeing quite a few numbers trading around the 188 level on average nationwide. That's unchanged from last week. At the dress trade, we're at 296, which is up one. Box beef values were higher. Choice up 149 at 302. Select up 34 cents at 278. The spread lost $1.15. We're sitting at 24.23. Movement was 107 loads. Slaughter rate yesterday, 122,000 head. For the week, we're sitting at 491,000. That's 3,000 less than last week, and it's 2,000 less than a year ago. The feeder cattle index was up 46 cents at 245.42. So the, you know, everything's just kind of quiet and helps explain why the futures market are still in their trading ranges. Cash trade's been pretty flat over the last couple weeks. Box beef has chopped around back and forth. So not a lot of clear, you know, well-defined direction in either direction for live cattle and feeder cattle. Export sales yesterday for beef at 14,800 tons. South Korea took 5,300, Japan 2,600, China took 2,400. Pork export sales 22,300, Mexico took 6,000, Japan 4,500, China took 3,000. So pretty solid numbers, you know, not huge, but not bad. And I think this just helps underscore where we're at. We, you know, the market is holding steady. Exports have been steady. Cash is you know, firm. Box beef is well supported on breaks. So, you know, here we are hovering at all-time high prices, just moving sideways. You know, normally if you're going to hit the wall at all-time high prices or run out of gas, the market would be selling off. The sellers would have some confidence here that we're done and they would be really leaning on this. And that's just not the case at all. Normally, you're carving out some seasonal lows, especially in live cattle as you work your way through August. I think that's what's keeping this market in check and keeping it flat. But as you get into fall, and especially into early December, preparing for the holiday season, demand tends to be stronger and the seasonal tends to be working higher. And I think that's coming just around the corner. It might be a grind because, again, you're at all-time high prices. This is pretty nosebleed territory already. But if demand stays intact, if the economy continues to grow, you know, we keep adding jobs, you know, people are working, unemployment's at 40-year low. I mean, hey, you know, people are working, and if they have confidence that they're going to have an income, they're going to eat out more. Usually that involves beef. It's just supportive to the beef space usually when your economy is strong and you're adding jobs. And that continues to be the case. It might be slowing down, but it's still moving forward and moving upward as far as job creation. So I think as long as that stays intact, you know, and confidence and enthusiasm is going to be likely pretty strong into the holiday season. You know, it was even last year. I would think it'd be as strong this year. So I just, you know, I recognize that it might be difficult to just push and push and push to the upside, but as long as demand is there and supplies are tight, and frankly, supplies are just going to continue to get tighter. You're going to see major heifer retention this fall. You've already seen evidence of that. I just think that, you know, we have started that herd rebuilding process. It's going to take a while to get done. It's not all going to happen at once. And that's probably a good thing. You know, the Southern Plains is still just caught in this wicked drought cycle. They're not going to be expanding herds anytime soon. But the Central and Northern Plains, it's a different story. And you know, they've had their cycle of drought, especially in the Northern Plains. They've had a much better season this year. So I think you start to see that heifer retention and herd rebuilding in the Northern Plains, in the Central Plains, Midwest. There's a lot of potential for, you know, keeping calves out of the auction barns. And I think that's just going to continue to keep placements tight, keep slaughter levels, you know, tight throughout the next year and a half, couple years. So it's, I don't think the futures stay high that long. I think you have probably maybe one more year or at least 6 months in the futures market before it peaks. And then you start that long downward cycle. But we've still got plenty of fundamental bullishness in this market that could continue to support us for the next several months. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.